What's going on, car guys and car gals? Thank you so much for brewing with us. We want to encourage you to visit us at carguycoffee.com and get all of the rest of the incredible brews that have been brought to you by our friends at Dealership Toolkit, Think Ad Group, and the Next Sale app. And without further ado, let's brew!
And car gals, welcome to the show. We're pumped up now. Hopefully, you went ahead and got this circled around a little bit. Looks like some of you maybe have jumped off the event so that you can share it. Awesome. We're excited about it. Do us a quick favor and go ahead and put your hands together if you're not driving. If you're driving, go ahead and just slap one leg or something. But we want to welcome to the cafe our friend, the incredible host himself. He's probably about to host us. I don't know. I'm very humble.
It's kind of like a double host. Yeah, he's hosting us while we're hosting him.
That's right. And we're excited about it. So put your hands together or slap that leg. Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, our friend from Dealer Talk, Mr.
Herb Anderson.
What up? I've always wanted to do the move, man. Like when you do your pulse.
Oh, you know? I got you. We can go ahead and get the moves together. Because there is the forgive, focus, and fly movements that we can definitely do in rhythm and in step. Welcome to the show, brother. Right welcome, on. Welcome.
Dude. Thank you, man. This is awesome. Super pumped. I've been excited about this all day, getting ready to chat with you folks. So thanks for having me on, man.
Awesome, man. We appreciate that, man. We're so happy to have you. I know we've been trying to schedule this Friday night, and I know that you have a busy schedule yourself, man, and I love it. You are a hustler, and I appreciate the hustle. From one hustle to another, respect. I'm so glad we found time tonight to make this happen.
Cheers, man. Cheers to all of you that are brewing solutions in the cafe. Go ahead and throw a mug in there for our friend, our guest. And folks, go ahead and throw a mug out there for somebody that you like, you know, somebody that you want to upshift and uplift. Tell them to get into the cafe right now.
Make it happen, folks. So, hey, I know that there's people in all different platforms watching us from LinkedIn, YouTube, and we also have, of course, Facebook out there, Facebook Nation, as everyone calls it. I appreciate you all for joining us. I know that sometimes with StreamYard, your comment may not pop up and we may not see it. What I will guarantee you is that I will respond to it later. So feel free to comment. If I don't respond, it's not that I'm trying to ignore you. It's just that I may not see it. But your comment will be followed up with, man. I promise you. I know how to follow up. That's no doubt. So let's make this happen, man. So welcome, man. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome, dude. Like I said, just, you know, I've been excited about this deal all day. Ready to just chat with you guys, man. So, again, thanks for having me on here, man.
And we appreciate you.
So glad that you are here. You are here to do what it is that some of the best solutionaries in the business have had the chance to come and do, and that's drop a five-liner and let people know just a few, five things about them that maybe that hasn't been asked of you before, and make sure that we get to the nitty-gritty about what makes you the car guy that you are, because we definitely honor that. That's one thing that we do here in the cafe. We might gas you up a whole lot, but we mean every bit of it.
You deserve it.
You get every drop of that.
No doubt.
We appreciate it. We appreciate the people that are in here. But you're about to get this sizzle on inside of this five-liner, so it's about to get real.
It is, man.
Welcome.
But before we do the five-liner, we always have everyone pop up that three Fs, man. And these three Fs are so important in order for you to keep growing in life, right? In order for you to keep growing, you got to forgive. You got to forgive all the stuff of the past. Now, I got it right here on the chest. You may not be able to see it.
It's camo.
Right there.
It's on there,
forgive,
guys.
Focus, and fly, all right? So,
this is it.
It's a blend. It's beautiful, right? So, you got to make sure that you're ready for it. So, I'm ready for it, and I'm ready for Lou to break this down for you.
That's right. So, Herb, you know what's going on when people deal with things inside of life. You often run into a wall, which usually has blasted on it all of the things that could be the excuses or the reasons to hold you up. And the thing that makes that wall come down is not by throwing things at the wall. It's by forgiving everything that gets onto that wall.
Yes, sir.
Everything that belongs to you, forgive. And everything that belongs to somebody else, forgive it. And then from that point, you have the chains off of you to be able to focus. And then once you have the chains off of you to focus, you can then jump over that wall. You can fly right above it because you're not weighed down by unforgiveness anymore. And by forgiving, focusing, and flying, we get to keep growing and keep growing.
And keep growing,
right?
That's right.
So that's basically what our movements are. We'll teach it to kids inside of schools. We'll teach it to the car business and let them learn that to forgive, focus, right. fly is how you keep growing. So join us real quick. Make sure you got enough room for them arms to swing. We might even dance this
Let's
out.
Do it, man.
Do this real fast. All right. So car guys, car gals, wherever you are, if you can only do it with the one hand, put one hand on it, okay? But here we go. On three, everybody. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. And fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing.
So the way that we'll pull it. I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I love that. That's cool, man. I like it.
One, two, three. Get it. Give, focus, fly. Come on. Keep
growing.
Keep growing. Yeah, there you go.
Don't stop. Won't stop.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a lifestyle, baby.
Yeah, man.
That's the message. We appreciate it, though. But welcome. Now we are really ready for a five-liner, brother. We appreciate you.
Man, so thank you for being here. So this five-liner is a lot of fun, and it's – I brings it up, and it lets people know what you're about. And what I already know what you're about, so I have a feeling a lot of these answers are going to hit me right here in the heart, and I love that. So the very first question I'm going to ask you is a question I love to ask everybody first. It's your why. What is your purpose? What makes you wake up every day and say, I'm doing this?
For me, man, it's all about – connecting with people and helping them in this industry to do better, dude. That's it. That's the one thing that drives me. I'm determined, and you know, my motivation is to help people do better. I hate, like what we were talking about earlier about the stigma. I hate that. So,
dude, I love it. I love that answer because fact of the matter is that is really the basis of everything. You know, just. And just improve, you know, and one thing that what that does is it does that for everything that you can have a why for. So your why could be a multitude of things. But when you break it down to something like that and it can spread out. So whatever you need to motivate, that can help you get to that next level. I love that, Herb. Very good answer. Very, very, very good answer.
And you can tell he's done an interview or two. Right? Like I told you, coach, it's going to be smooth.
It's weird being on this side, man, but you know.
Hey, I know.
No, we're gonna make it work.
Time too.
I mean, it's just like, you see, we help so many people buy cars, but then when we buy cars, we are some anal retentive, cannot please, you know what I mean? I mean, right. The most hardest of the hard, most undecisive people in the business are the car guys because we're always measuring here, there. What about you? Oh, man. Oh, what if a guy does come? You know, we are the ones that over scrutinize a car deal, and we're the easiest ones to be the surgeons for somebody else. But for us, we're like, man, this is weird buying the car. You know what I mean? We're actually spending our money on it. Whoa, you know? And so it's the same thing with podcasting or just being a host or being a speaker, you know, being able to be the one that just says, you know what? I don't have the pressure of putting on the show. I get to really just relax. And that's kind of the culture that we're trying to make sure we develop here at the cafe, right? A nice, comfortable, casual area. We're not on a serious date. You know what I mean? You don't need to be dressed to the nines to eat with us. You know what I mean? Let's have a cup of coffee and a conversation. It's an easy way for people to let loose and be upshifted and uplifted, brother.
No doubt,
and your why definitely upshifts and uplifts you every day. And I'm sure so many car guys and car gals out there are the same way.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So, you know, when you get into the why and people across the world, like I think that if you are in a growth mode, sometimes you get into a dip where you're like, man, you lose motivation a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, a lot of times the why will lift you back up. It helps you pick your head back up, look at the light, you know, and just be able to say, okay, I can see where I'm trying to get to, where my destination is. And this is why I'm doing it. And when you can have that focus, it helps you get to that next level. And sometimes a lot of people will lose that really quick. And that's why I love that question. I love to have that answer from people because I think people need to see that it, how important, you know, what really, I've always had that in me, but I never really put it into words. Even it's as simple as what's your why. But like, I remember the Simon Sinek, you know, when he talked about that, you know, it all starts with the why. And I remember hearing that and I'm like, it freaking does. And I, since then, really, I think I have really increased my life and to my personal value to myself, you know, how I feel like I'm growing and it really helps me focus. And it, every time I feel like I can't do it, I use that. And I'm like, I can, and this is why I can.
It's, it's the story too, man, because for me, for example, I came from Venezuela. I was like, you know, I was 4 months here in this country. My dad passed away. It was like, okay, what am I going to do? You know? And this industry took me in, dude, and it gave me opportunities that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And, you know, when I think about it that way and I put things into that context, it changes things because, you know, we don't aspire to be in the industry, which I hate. Why is that? Like, we don't aspire to be car salesmen or to work at a dealership. And this is such a great industry. There's tons of potential. People in here, not only can you make a great living as far as financially, but there's a lot of amazing people in this. That's why I started the podcast. I never started the podcast. I didn't want to be a podcaster. That wasn't the goal. I started the podcast because I was having these amazing conversations and interactions with these very intelligent people. And I was like, dude, how do I get others into these conversations? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, dude, when I put it into that context, it's very easy to stay motivated and to keep doing it every single day. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to pass this second question on to Lou right there. Let's make this happen.
But keep in flow with that. And as I kick it a little on his first answer, it'll bring up a little bit of what you were talking about. But we are trying to make sure that people like you and people like us and the other solutionaries that we're rising with understand that there is a culture that has to uprise in order for it not to be so strange for somebody to want to be in the car business. The reason why I personally believe that our families didn't encourage us or show us the way, because if you ask people that aren't really in the car business about the car business, there isn't a lot of good to say. You don't want to be the thief inside of the room at Thanksgiving, right? You don't want to be the one that everybody is talking about underneath their breath about you being the one that robbed your cousin and the car is a piece of junk. You know what I mean? You don't want any of that. And so the stigmas on the car business bled into many families. So you would be of great honor if you were a mechanic, but not if you're a salesman. Why? Because the stigma that got put out there about salespeople was always bad, you know? And my father would also tell me that.
Right.
He was a mechanic by trade. But I said that I wanted to sell. Dad, this is what I'm going to get out of the army to do because I'm good at this. And I like it. I like nice cars. We've always had garbage. You're a great mechanic because it took a great mechanic from old kids to get to the store. You know what I'm saying? It was a lifestyle that I wanted to be on the other side of. And, oh, they give you a car too, right? And so that stigma that stayed in that keeps people from being in the car business even today. And that gets to be able to be ridden by a market that is also trying to now sell to that customer that says, hey, you can jump completely over that person that sells cars and buy it from the cool little app on your phone and you don't have to deal with anything. You know what I mean?
I agree, and I think it starts with us, dude. Like, when people ask me what I do for a living or what industry I'm in, I say that proudly, man. Like, I'm in the car business. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I say that proudly. And I hear people talking about their position and stuff, and sometimes they're like, well, I sell cars. And it's like, it drives me insane, dude. Like, you know, have you ever been on that side of the desk and you see somebody's credit report come in and you're making more money than them and they're like a lawyer or a doctor or something? And it's like, dude, like, if we start, it's the mind shift, right? Like, if we start to change the mind ourselves as the professionals, then that stuff's going to project, right? And our behavior is going to change. But until we get to that level consistently within the industry and we start from within, right, we're going to have those things. And that's also going to influence our behavior to a certain degree, which I hate to say, but it's the truth. So, you know, like,
you're on
one
point.
Of the best moments that I had in my life was I remember coming home and my son was playing with this garage thing. And he was like, look, Dad, this is my dealership. Like, and why does he say that as a little kid? Because I bring that stuff home and I talk about it with pride. You know what I mean?
Dude.
Amen.
You 100%.
You should.
I know our children understand how great this business is, mm-hmm. To the point where they all kind of want to be like, maybe I should sell cars.
Right.
Yes. If you want to, yes. But you have opportunity to do whatever you want. Just be happy.
Right.
Because right. The best thing to do for anybody is find something that you're happy at, that you can do with full passion, because whatever it is, eventually, no matter what, the money will come. It does not matter. You just have to work hard and love what you do. And that's all I want my children to do. But if it's the car business, it's the car business. And guess what? They're going to do really well. It's because you make it a career, not a job. That is a huge difference. As a leader, you have to show that. Now, Lou and I, when we got in, I was in, like I told you before we did this interview, Lou and I, we got in this business. We met each other, and I was kind of like a floor manager. I was the floor manager at the time.
You were a team leader.
And Lou came in, and I was new, but I was only a year in the business, so I was like a young buck trying to do my thing, and I was, you know, I was doing my thing. You know, I'm a veteran of the Air Force. Lou comes in. I told you, man, I knew the moment I talked to him, I was like, oh, man, this guy's going to be good, right? He's going to be a hoss. And
yes, sir.
With honors. But we had leaders above us, Matt Damos, and all these people who showed us that this business is more than just a job. This business can change your life. Yes. It can give you six-figure income without a college education, without a high school diploma. You can have
it teaches you, too. It gives you a lot of skills. It gives you a lot of skills.
And so many. 100%. And, you know, the thing that it does, it builds you up. Since I've been in this business, my skill set has really grown, and I feel like I can almost do anything, if that makes sense. I think a lot of us can feel that way when we're in the business, as long as we've been doing it at the level we've been doing it. And it's a great feeling to have. But yet, though I could do anything, I want to stay in this business because I love this business. And that's why we do these podcasts, to change the culture of this business, to change the image of this business. How much better would it be if customers looked at us as we're awesome? I want to go to a car dealership because they are awesome people. They have product knowledge. They help us. They have the best interest for us. They don't tell us lies. They make the process easy and simple and enjoyable, right? They make it all those things.
I hate that I don't remember this person's name, but I connected with her recently on LinkedIn. She wrote this book called Mommy Works with Cars. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's the kind of stuff. It's on Amazon.
Melanie Borden. That's a great friend of ours, too. Yep.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
That's the kind of stuff that we need to start. So we need to see that stuff. Like, with, you know, can you imagine reading that to a little kid and the impression that would leave? You know what I mean?
And it starts right there.
She is a pioneer.
Yeah, man.
I mean, there's so many people that are out there. But I think that's what's happening now, is that the culture is starting to shift because we're – and that's what makes great car guys. I mean, fundamentally, that's what makes a car guy be a person that could have a degree or could have never finished high school. They can come into this business, receive some really high-end training to become assassins inside of sales, and then apply that to every bit of life. But what they get the chance to do is have a conversation with many different walks of life.
Right.
See,
and you see it's fair. You know why I love this industry? Because it's fair. And here's why. You can get somebody like myself that's, you know, an immigrant that you know, starting out and stuff, and it can be a platform to propel your career. You can get somebody that went to college and has a degree and gets into this industry and they don't make it. They don't make it. You know what I mean? So the degree really doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all about the individual. If you if you're the right person that has the right mentality and the right skills, you're going to make it. And if you're not, no degree, none of that stuff really matters. So I love that it's just pure. This industry just makes it really fair.
Yep. And you're right.
I love that you say it.
I love that.
Say, especially dropping the pure in there. So I want to kick out there a quick correlation to scripture and to history. Okay, so King David, before he was King David, he was just a little shepherd boy trying to guard a bunch of sheep. Okay, and inside of that, he defended the sheep from lions, from bears, right? No tigers, no lions and tigers and bears. It wasn't the Wizard of Oz. But he defended them from that. So when an entire army with all of the tools in the world are standing in front of a giant and nobody has the guts to step up and say, I can take him, right? This one that battled the lion and the tiger or excuse me, the lion and the bear. I just said the lion and the bear is like, I already know what it's like handling these. Who is this guy that's disrespecting my God? We got this. What are you guys scared of? You know what I mean? I've already handled this. When you start to have the experiences in this business with the lawyers, with the doctors, with the McDonald's workers, with the executives, you know, when you start to have those conversations and you understand that there's something that they may know really well, but you're an expert at this and you're trying to teach them, and you get that opportunity to bring them to light and conquer that Goliath that seems like a bad, scary customer, you know, at first, eventually you end up like our friend Rudy, right? And you're anything that you look at, you know, you're going to conquer. Anything that's in front of you, you know, you're going to be able to make bow down because you know who you are. And it helps with the experiences of tackling the giants. You know what I mean?
So true. But also, you're not scared of failing. If you do, whoop-de-doo.
Right.
Onward and upward, man. You learn something, you move on, you keep going. Much like when I was muted earlier. You know, but you know, it's okay. Life is full of those types of moments when you get muted. And you know what? Raise your voice up and have fun
Speaking
anyway.
Of Melanie, that's Melanie Borden right
Boom,
there.
Right here.
Yeah, there she is. Yeah,
she's awesome, you know, and she's definitely
very cool.
Yeah, we got to interview her about like May of last year, somewhere around there. She was awesome. You know, we got connected through the Think Ag Group actually, and they know her because they do a little bit of work for her dealership and marketing side. And so she reached out. They reached out to her and said, you should come on our show. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So we actually were on her moment.
Yes.
Aha moment. Her show too, so which was really cool. So she's an amazing solutionary. It was very cool. Yeah.
So let's get on to question number two since I got the rock in my hand, right? All right. So, I mean, a simple one. You may have answered this on your show. You may have described it to many other people, but to the solutionaries that are brewing with us, they definitely want to know the origin of the beans they're brewing with. So, brother, what brought you into the car business?
You know, it sucks to say, but it was just opportunity and necessity at the time, man. Like I said, I came from Venezuela. I thought my life was going to go in a different direction. And 4 months after I got here, my dad died and, you know, I needed to work, or I was going to go back home, and I didn't want to, that wasn't an option for me. So the first opportunity that I got was a dealership out in Michigan. As a Loop Tech tire technician and lot porter, and you know, I got started there, man.
So, started from the bottom. Now you hit.
That was the beginning. Yeah, man.
Those are such good humble beginnings, but yet it shows that, like, all you gotta do is put the work in, man, folks. Example of you get what you put in, right? If you don't put work in, you're not gonna get anything back. You can't just sit back and hope things happen. You know, you got to really. Get uncomfortable.
Without works is dead.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter how much faith you have if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Again, citing scripture, the word says that we've been given the power to gain wealth. So if we've been given the power for it, I can't hold anybody else accountable for it. Not even God himself. It's up to me. The gift is right. The rock's in my hand. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's right here. I got to do something with
it. It's right here.
You know what I mean? So.
And it goes back to what we were talking about, dude. Like, what industry can you go that you know, you walk in there knowing nothing, man. And then every single step that I took forward, it was because somebody in that dealership connected with me, saw something in me, took me under their wing and helped me along the way. Like, they reached back and they pulled, you know what I mean? And I see that happening in this industry so many times. I see people that are at the top reaching back, pulling people up all the time. You know what I mean? It's not for everybody because you got to prove yourself. But if you do, man, people within this industry are going to help you make it. And I know it sounds cheesy and corny and I don't care, but it's beautiful, man. It really is.
You know what I mean? But they see it. When they see it in you, they'll pour into you. You know, it's like your cup has to be empty.
That's
so
right.
when you go into a dealership and you're a new person, so all you new people out there, if you're thinking about this business, you're like, man, I see all these really cool people like Subprime Hero and I'm just kidding. But you do, you look at this and you're like, I'm interested. I want to get there. Folks, first of all, it can be overnight. It could take years. It does not matter. You just got to put work in. Go find you a good store and you walk in and you just do what you're supposed to do. And you gotta, it's so much more than just an opportunity to get a job. It's an opportunity to change. We keep saying this, but it's so true, to change your life. The people that you walk into when they see, like, I know that when Lou came in, I wanted to pour into him as much as I could. I showed him all the little tricks of my little way I do my pencils.
I thought it was amazing. It was like, wow.
I wanted to pour into him because I knew that he would take it and go ham with it, right? And I was like, man, this is so cool. And it was my way to put my own little spin on something, right? And it was one of my first opportunities to really. So I, you know, I took a little
but
pride.
Seeing him pumped up,
yeah.
After I would use a close that I learned from him, directly from him, or with the customer, or lead in a certain way, and then he'll be sitting on the other side of the cubicle or standing over there by the tower and just waiting and be like, did you save them? Like, yeah, bam, yeah, dude. And he'd pumped up, you know, getting $0, but seeing the success of a seed that he put out.
Dude.
Man, that's the most rewarding stuff ever. When you start seeing success from the seeds you sow more seeds.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, now you're motivated.
But the other side of the coin of that, too, is that Lou was also asking. So, like, for all you guys out there that are new in dealerships and you have these guys that you feel like, oh man, I wish they would tell me, you got to ask. Here's the thing. A lot of times that's all it takes, you know, if you just ask, because that shows that you want something. I heard one time it was Michael Jordan talked about sitting down, having a meeting with Emmett Smith. And Emmett Smith was like, reached out to him and said, hey, I really want to, you know, I see what you're doing with your business. I really want to sit down and try to learn. And this is about business. Love to sit down about and talk about business and try to build an empire like you have. So Michael Jordan takes the meeting. They sit down. They're talking. And at the end, Emmett Smith goes, man, I just can't believe you actually went ahead and sat down with me. Well, first of all, in my head, I'm thinking, well, you're Emmett Smith, bro. Of course, he's going to sit down with you. Yeah, one of the greatest running backs, if not the greatest ever, playing the game, right? So, but at the same time, Michael Jordan tells him, it's because you asked. And that right there lets me know that you're willing to learn. Like, my words are not going to just be to death's ear. You know, it's going to be used. So, boom. You know, and that's the key. When you reach out and you ask – instead of assuming they're going to come tell you, a lot of times they will give you everything. And so ask for those things sometimes. You know, sometimes that's all it takes, just a question. Hey, can you show me a couple of this? I saw that you talk to these customers. How do you get so many appointments in? How do you overcome the $250 a month?
Yeah. You know? How did you just close that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That person's wife was screaming at him and the baby was crying and, you know, I knew that you guys were way over budget. How did you close that? Be humble enough to sit there and ask and be like, wow, what just happened? I need to catch up with Johnny. No,
yep.
Find out what Johnny did to close. You know what I mean? To make it work and take some of those dribble skills. But you have to ask, you know what I mean? And sometimes that rock has to get past, just like asking question number three.
There is no, I don't believe in shortcuts, but the only shortcut, if you're one of those people that's like looking for the shortcut, the only shortcut that exists is reaching out to people that have done what you want to do and get them to teach you what they've done. That's the only shortcut that you have. 100%. Learning from other people's experience, but it's got to be the people that are doing what you want to do and learn from them and then apply those things and you're going to get similar results.
That's
so if
it.
You're really looking for a quick way, that's the way, in my opinion.